Welcome back. Today's episode is about something you participate in every single day, whether you realize it or not. Something quiet, repetitive, almost automatic. We're talking about loops, not the kind you think about consciously, but behavioral loops, emotional loops, mental loops, the kind that shape how you feel long before you ever stop to analyze it. Because most wellness conversations focus on actions, what to add, what to change, what to improve. But what actually matters just as much, if not more, is what keeps repeating. So let's look at how that works. Segment 1. Life is less linear than it feels. We tend to imagine our days as linear. You wake up, you do things, you go to sleep. But in reality, your experience is much more cyclical. You react to something, that reaction influences your next action, that action reinforces a mood, and the mood influences how you react again. That's a loop. And once a loop forms, it doesn't need your active participation to continue. It runs on familiarity. For example, feeling rushed in the morning can lead to scattered focus. Scattered focus can lead to mistakes or delays. Those delays can reinforce feeling rushed. Nothing dramatic happened, but the pattern strengthened itself. That's how loops work. Quiet reinforcement, not big events. Segment 2. Attention creates reinforcement patterns. One of the strongest loops in modern life is attention. Whatever you repeatedly give attention to becomes more dominant in your internal experience. This isn't about positive thinking, it's about reinforcement. If your attention is constantly pulled in multiple directions, your mind starts adapting to fragmentation. It becomes harder to sustain focus, not because you lack discipline, but because your system is trained for interruption. On the other hand, when attention is given longer continuity, even briefly, the mind starts stabilizing again. So the question becomes less about control and more about direction. Where does your attention keep looping back to? Because wherever it goes most often becomes your default mental environment. Segment 3. Emotional loops and internal repetition. Emotions also follow loops. A stressful thought triggers tension. That tension changes behavior. That behavior reinforces the original stress. And sometimes the loop isn't even based on current events. It's based on memory or anticipation. For example, worry leads to overthinking. Overthinking leads to hesitation. Hesitation leads to avoidance. Avoidance reinforces worry. Again, nothing external has to escalate for the internal loop to continue. This is why emotional wellness isn't only about feeling better, it's also about interrupting repetition when it becomes unhelpful. Not by force, but by noticing the pattern before it completes itself automatically. Even a slight interruption changes the loop's direction. Segment 4. Physical habits as silent feedback systems. Your body is also part of these loops. It responds to repetition faster than intention. If you repeatedly sit for long periods, your body adapts to lower movement. If you repeatedly stay in high stimulation environments, your system adapts to constant alertness. If you repeatedly skip recovery, your fatigue accumulates in predictable ways. These patterns don't need extreme behavior to form. They build through consistency. The important part is that your body is not passively experiencing your habits. It is adapting to your habits. So every repeated physical behavior is also a training signal. Not good or bad, just reinforcing. Segment 5. The illusion of starting over. People often believe they can reset their patterns instantly. New week, new plan, new motivation. But loops don't reset easily because they're not memory-based, they're reinforcement-based. You don't erase a loop, you redirect it. And that shift usually doesn't feel dramatic. It feels subtle at first, almost like nothing changed. But underneath, the reinforcement structure starts weakening in one direction and strengthening in another. This is why change often feels slow in the beginning, not because it isn't working, but because you're reconditioning repetition. Segment 6. Where loops become visible in daily life. Most loops become noticeable in specific moments. The way you start your day, the first response you have to stress, what you do when you feel mentally tired, how you transition between tasks, and how you end your day. These are not isolated events. They are entry points into reoccurring patterns. And once a pattern is entered, it tends to carry momentum. That's why small interruptions matter. They don't need to fix everything. They just need to redirect momentum. Even a slight pause changes the next step. Segment 7. Breaking repetition without forcing change. One of the most misunderstood ideas in wellness is that change requires effort. In many cases, it requires interruption more than effort. For example, instead of pushing harder through fatigue, pausing changes the loop. Instead of reacting immediately, waiting shifts the response pattern. Instead of switching tasks automatically, slowing the transition resets attention. These are not dramatic interventions. They are small breaks in automatic sequence. And that's important because most unhelpful loops are not strong. They are just uninterrupted. Segment 8, reinforcing supportive loops. Just as patterns can drain you, they can also support you. Supportive loops are built the same way. A calm start to the day leads to clearer thinking. Clearer thinking leads to more intentional actions. Intentional actions reduce stress accumulation. Lower stress supports a calmer start the next day. The loop reinforces itself in a different direction. The key difference is not intensity, it is directionality. Once a loop starts reinforcing stability instead of strain, it becomes self-supporting over time. Segment 9. Why awareness is the turning point. You don't need to eliminate every unhelpful pattern to improve your well-being. You only need to notice when a loop is repeating without your intention. Awareness creates space between stimulus and response, and that space is where change becomes possible. Without awareness, the loop completes itself automatically. With awareness, you gain the option to interrupt it, even slightly, and that slight interruption is often enough to change the next cycle. Closing. You are not your patterns, but you do repeat them. So when we step back, what we see is simple. Your daily experience is shaped less by isolated moments and more by repeating cycles. Some of those cycles support you. Some of them drain you. Most of them were not consciously chosen. They were simply repeated long enough to become familiar. But familiarity is not permanence. Loops can change direction. Not through force, not through overhaul, but by noticing where repetition is happening and gently interrupting it when needed. Because your life is not just what you do once, it is what you keep doing. And what you keep doing becomes what you feel.